Neither a borrower or a lender be, says a father to his son in William Shakespeare's famous play Hamlet. But actually, borrowing and lending is all part of family life and of the interaction between friends. How many of us have never borrowed or lent a book or a record or some money to a mate? However, and I'm certainly speaking from experience here, most of us have probably forgotten to return stuff on occasions, and this, of course, can lead to all kinds of tension. Well, the latest community website has found a way of making lending and borrowing much easier, or so they claim. Billmonk offers you and your friends the chance to keep a record of all the things you borrow online. So if you need that piece of music but forgot who has it, it's online for you and your group of friends to check out and sort out. But is this taking the trust out of friendship? Culture Shock's Jason Phipps talked to Billmonk's co-founder, Gaurav Oberoi, and began by asking where they got the idea for the website from.
In 2004, myself and three of my friends, we took a 9-day vacation to Europe. And before we got off the plane, we decided that we would keep track of all the bills that we split. So, for example, buying movie tickets or train tickets, meals, all sorts of stuff. And we did this. So every time we spent a big bill, we would write it down in a book. And then when we got back, I put all this data into a spreadsheet and emailed it out to the guys, and we emailed it back and forth with corrections and additions till we got a final number, and then we wrote each other checks. It was actually very useful because there were hundreds of dollars that ended up having to go back and forth. The great thing was, while on the trip, no one worried about pulling out their credit card and paying for something, and we didn't have to take out a lot of cash from the ATM so we could split bills as we went along. At the time, I thought this would be a great service to have online, especially for budget travelers like myself. And later on, talking to Chuck, we realized that if we had a cell phone component, if you could send an SMS in to our service whenever you split a bill, you wouldn't even have to carry that book around. So we actually quit our jobs from Amazon last year in August and launched the site in mid-January. People are using the site for traveling as we intended, but for lots of other things like roommates, splitting wedding gifts, birthday gifts, concert tickets, all sorts of stuff.
So the library is a place where these group of friends literally list the things like CDs or books or DVDs that they've lent to each other. And also you have a facility where people can actually put up a little list of recent things that they've bought that they might want to lend out to their circle of friends.
With the library, we actually intended it very pragmatically. I lend you a book, I don't want to forget, so I'll just note it in the system. But then we realized, if you've been through the trouble of actually adding that book, why not we just keep a list around of all the books you own? That way, later on, your friends can log in and see, hey, what books does Gaurav have? Maybe I want to borrow something. And then we expanded this to say, hey, maybe when you log on, you can see everything that all your friends have and search for things in there. So the cool result of this is you have this ad hoc community lending library forming.
You've been online, like you said, for 6 months or so. So you've got some statistics about the people who are using the site. Is it a global thing? Are lots of people around the world using Billmonk?
Yes. When we launched, we only supported the U.S. dollar, as far as currencies go. Today, we support well over 50 currencies, with 30 actively in use. So what we found is about 75% of all bills still occur in the U.S. dollar. So we're very U.S. heavy still, but we're growing elsewhere. The U.K., we have a lot of users reporting bills in the British pound, as well as in the euro. And probably our fastest growing areas are India and China. India is a little bit faster. And then we've got people from as far off places as Kazakhstan using the website. So it's great to see how quickly it's spread all over the world. And it's also interesting to see how this problem of borrowing and lending money and stuff pervades or supersedes all cultures.